بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة الأصول بشرح الشيخ أبي عبد الله محمد باجمال حفظه الله. وقد وصلنا إلى درس في الاستعانة. We arrived in the lesson regarding الاستعانة, the importance of استعانة in our lives. And استعانة is seeking the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الاستعانة بمعنى طلب العون. الاستعانة الألف والسين والتاء يدل على الطلب. الاستعانة بمعنى طلب العون. الاستخارة بمعنى طلب الخير. واستخارة بمعنى طلب الخير. واستغفار بمعنى طلب المغفرة إلى آخره. When we say استغفار, the alif, the seen, the ta, it indicates seeking aid. It indicates seeking aid. الاستغفار means seeking something. استغفار here means seeking مغفرة. استغفار. We say استخارة meaning seeking خير. We say استعانة means seeking عون, seeking aid. وهكذا. الاستعانة. باب الاستعانة. قال المصنف رحمه الله: ودليل الاستعانة قوله تعالى: إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. وفي الحديث: وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. Translation: The author Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi rahimahullah, he said, ودليل الاستعانة, the proof with regards to الاستعانة, meaning the proof that الاستعانة is worship. And as we mentioned, isti'ana means to seek aun, to seek aid, to seek assistance, to seek help. And the proof of this, he said, وَدَلِيلِ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ is the proof in Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 5. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, we say it every day in our salawat. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone we seek aid from. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ, he mentioned the hadith or a portion of the hadith, وَإِذَا اسْتَعِنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The hadith of, very famous hadith, came in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَا غُلَامْ إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتِ. He said, young boy, I want to teach you some words. He said, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve the boundaries that Allah said, and He will preserve you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Preserve the deen of Allah. Meaning, احفظ الله means preserve Allah. But in this, since it means preserve the boundaries Allah has set, He said, تجده تجاهك. You will find Him in front of you. Then he goes on to mention, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ إِذَا اسْتَعِنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you're to ask, ask from Allah. And if you're to seek aid from Allah. This is the hadith, a portion of the hadith that the Shaykh يستدل به. The Shaykh uses as a proof regarding the importance or the fact that الاستعانة is worship. الشرح, Now we're reading from the Sharh of Sheikh Muhammad bin Jamal. He said, قوله ودليل الاستعانة الاستعانة هي طلب العون في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار ودفع المضار. Sheikh, he mentioned al-isti'ana. He gives the definition. What is al-isti'ana to? Is talab al-awn, seeking aid, fi jalb al-manafi', and seeking to acquire something that will benefit, wa daf' al-mudar, or to remove something that is harmful. Ay talab al-awn في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. This is الاستعانة. الاستعانة هي طلب العون في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. الاستعانة meaning seeking aid, it has four categories. There are four types of isti'ana, four categories. الأول الاستعانة بالله وهذه عبادة لا يجوز صرفها لغير الله عز وجل. The first, الاستعانة بالله, seeking aid from Allah. And this is an act of worship where it is not permissible to direct it to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-isti'anatu billah, seeking aid from Allah. This is the first category. In this act of worship, it is not permissible to direct it to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-thani, al-isti'anatu bimakhluqin fima la yaqdiru alayhi illa Allah. Wa hadha la yajuz li'annahu shirkun billahi. This category, the second one, this is al-isti'ana, seeking aid with the creation. This is the isti'ana, this is seeking aid with the creation. Regarding something that no one is capable of doing, or no one is capable of helping in, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type is seeking aid from the creation, regarding something that no one is capable of doing or no one is capable of helping in except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَهَذَا لَا يَجُوز. This is not permissible. Because this is shirk billahi. This is setting up rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is associating partners with Allah azza wa jal. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَلَهُ ثَلَاثُ صُوَرٍ. There's two types. He said isti'anah billah and isti'anah bimakhluq. There's two types that he mentioned thus far. I'm going to get to the other two later. He mentioned there's four. Aqsam al-isti'anah arba'. But he just mentioned only two. The first, al-isti'anah billahi wa hadhi ibadatun la yajuzu sarfuha li ghayrillah. The first is the type of aid, seeking aid. And this aid that one is seeking is not permissible for no one other than Allah. Whoever directs this seeking assistance, seeking help to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is shirk. In the second category, he said, الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. Seeking aid from creation regarding that which they are not capable of doing. The only one that's capable of assisting in this particular thing that one seeks aid in is Allah. The only one that's capable to assist in this is Allah. So the second type that he mentioned is seeking aid from creation regarding that which no one is capable of except for Allah. In this category, shirk. He said, وَلَهُ ثَلَاثُ سُورٍ. And has three different examples, or three different types. He wants to draw a picture for you, to give you understanding of the different types that falls under the second category. Alif. The first he mentioned, Alif. Al-isti'anatu bi-maytin. Isti'anu bil-mayyit. سواء كان نبيا مرسلا أو وليا صالحا. The first type is seeking aid from the dead, regardless if he's a prophet, regardless if he's a prophet or a righteous man, a helper, a sheikh, someone of honor. This is the first picture of the second example, meaning يعني الاستعانت بمخلوق فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. It's the first picture regarding those who seek aid from other than Allah, regarding that which only Allah is capable of aiding in. And the first example he mentioned is seeking aid from the creation, which is from the dead. الميت الاستعانة بميت. Regardless if he is a prophet or a righteous man. But he mentioned the second. الاستعانة بحي حاضر غير قادر في الظاهر لاعتقاده فيه بأن له قوة خفية. الاستعانة بحي حاضر غير قادر في الظاهر لاعتقاده فيه بأن له قوة خفية. قوة خفية. The second is seeking aid. الاستعانة بحي حاضر. Seeking aid from someone who is living, who is present, and he's present in front of you. But he's not capable. It's clear that he's not capable of doing this particular thing. It's clear that he's not capable of assisting in this particular matter. While the individual, he believes that in this individual, there is some type of hidden power. يعني لاعتقاده فيه بأن له قوة خفية. This individual who's seeking assistance from this individual who's living, and he's present in front of him. However, he's clearly not capable of assisting in that. But this individual believes he can assist in something he's incapable of doing. As an example, if one had a big boulder on them, and they know that this person from the Zahir is not capable of doing this. But we're going to mention later on the difference between al-isti'ana and istighatha. Al-isti'ana, yani qabla wuqu' fi ma yakhaf, qabla wuqu' fi darar. Wal-istighatha ba'da wuqu' fi darar. So this example will be more appropriate in al-istighatha, the section with istighatha. That if one believes that an individual has the ability, he's living, he's not dead like the first category. He's living and he is present in front of him. يعني هو حي حاضر غير قادر في الظاهر. يعني لماذا يستعين به؟ لاعتقاده فيه بأن له قوة خفية. يظن أن هذا له قوة خفية. وهذا لا يجوز. هذا الشرك بالله مثل الذي يستعين بميت سواء كان نبيا أو وليا. This second category we mentioned, similar to the one who believes that this individual who's living and he's present in front of him, he has the ability to do something, however, he's not capable of doing, assisting in this particular thing. From the Zahir. While at the same time, this individual, he has the creed, he has the belief that this person has some type of hidden power to aid him in that which he needs. أما إذا كان يظن أنه قادر فظهر له أنه غير قادر فلا حرج. أما الذي إذا كان يظن أنه قادر، يعني هو حي حاضر وظن أنه قادر على أن يعينه في شيء أو فظهر له أنه غير قادر فلا حرج. As far as with the one who is living, he's in front of him, and he believes at the same time that this person, he believes this person can help in something that's probable. He's probably able, he's probably not, but he believes that this person can help him. This is a different situation. But if it's clearly that this is not from the natural power of a human being to be able to do a particular thing, it's not from the natural inclination or the natural power or the ability of a human being to do this particular thing, and he believes he has some type of supernatural power to assist him in this particular issue, whatever it may be, this is shirk. This is incorrect. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned Jim, the third. Meaning, this is the third type under the second category. Meaning, ashirk billahi. Ashirk billahi, he mentioned two thus far. The one who is living, and he's present, but he's not capable. It's clearly impossible for him to assist him in this particular thing. And the other example is the one who is dead, one who deceased. An individual turn into this deceased individual, this deceased person seeking some type of aid, seeking some type of assistance. These two categories are shirk. Shirk billahi azza wa jalla. Mukhrijan an al-millah. It takes them out of the fold of Islam. And the third category, under the second, meaning the third picture that the Shaykh he wants to paint, is with regards, meaning under the category of shirk billahi, al-isti'anatu bihayyin qadir lakinnahu ghaib. Hayyun qadir walakinnahu ghaib. لاعتقاده فيه أن له قوة خفية في تدبير الكون ويعلم السر. هذا شرك بالله عز وجل. The third from the types which is shirk billah from isti'ana, seeking aid, is that one seeks aid from someone who is living and they are capable to assist in something. However, they're not present. They're capable to assist in something if they were present. However, they're not present. They're absent. And they believe that this individual has hidden powers to assist in that which they need, even though he's not present right there in front of him. He believes that he has some type of control over the universe. كما قال الشيخ في تدبير الكون ويعلم السر. He believes that he knows the unseen. He believes that he has some type of control over the universe and how things take place. هذا الشرك بالله عز وجل. This is shirk. ثم ذكر الشيخ الثالث أي من أقسام الاستعانة لأنه قال أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. الأول استعانة بالله وهذه عبادة لا يجوز صرفها لغير الله. الثانية الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله وهذا لا يجوز لأنه شرك بالله. طيب وذكرنا ثلاثة صور لهذا القسم: الاستعانة بالميت، والاستعانة بحي حاضر غير قادر في الظاهر، والاستعانة بحي قادر ولكن هو غائب. نعم، هذه ثلاثة صور للقسم الثاني. ثم ننتقل إلى الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما يقدر عليه، وهي على نوعين. We've taken استعانة. استعانة, as we've mentioned, is to seek aid in that which will bring benefit or remove some type of harm. That's the meaning of استعانة, seeking aid. And isti'ana is of different types. It's of four different types. The first, we mentioned isti'ana, seeking aid with Allah. This is the act of worship. It is not permissible to direct it to anyone other than Allah. The second is isti'an. The second type of isti'ana is seeking aid with the creation regarding that which he's not capable of doing. That which no one is capable of doing except for Allah. And this is not permissible. This is shirk. This takes one out of the fold of Islam. This category takes one out of the fold of Islam. And the Shaykh, he mentions of three different types. For one, the one who seeks aid from the dead, regardless if he's a prophet who was sent to mankind, or if he's some type of Shaykh or a respected figure, or Sahabi, regardless. This is the first type, the shirk. The second type is to seek aid from someone who's living, he's present, but he's not capable of doing something. It's clearly impossible for him to be able to do that particular thing. But someone believes, this person who seeks aid from believes that he has some type of special hidden power to assist him in that particular thing. And the third of the types that are mentioned from shirk is seeking aid from someone who's living, and they're living and they're capable. However, they're not present. They're not right there. They're calling on them while they're absent. And this is because he believes that this person has some type of hidden power. And he has some type of control over the universe. He has some type of knowledge of the unseen. This is impermissible. And now we move to the third category. This is a whole other section. We mentioned two. And the second has different examples that the Shaykh brought. الثالث الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما يقدر عليه وهي على نوعين. The third type is to seek aid from the creation regarding that which he's capable to assist in. And this is of two types. Seeking aid from the creation regarding that which he is capable to assist him in. This is of two types. This is of two types. طيب. The first type, ما كان في واجب ما كان في واجب فيجب أو مستحب فمستحب أو مباح فجائز. هذا الأول. ما كان في واجب فيجب أو مستحب فمستحب أو مباح فجائز. The Shaykh Muhammad Ba'al Jamali mentioned the first type, al-isti'ana, bi-makhluq fima yaqdir alayhi, the first type of seeking aid from the creation and that which he is capable to assist in. Because there's two types he mentioned. The first type is whatever an individual is incumbent upon him to aid him in, he aids him in that. He aids him in that. He aids him in that. And whatever is highly recommended for him to assist him in, then he follows suit in that which is highly recommended for him to assist him. And whatever is permissible from the affairs of the dunya, insist in him in that which he's able to, then he follows suit in doing that which is permissible. It's permissible. But yet, this is the first category. الثاني ما كان في أمر ممنوع محرم فلا يجوز كطلب الإعانة على الزنا أو السرقة أو شرب الخمر. The second type of الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما يقدر عليه. The second type with regards to seeking aid from the creation and that which they're capable of assisting in is that one seeks aid in an issue that is impermissible, that's not permitted. As an example, فَلَا يَجُوزُ, and in this situation, it's not permissible. In this category, it's not permissible. As an example, one seeking someone to assist them in committing fornication or adultery, or one seeking assistance from someone to help them steal something, or one, you know, assisting someone else in drinking alcohol. This is not permissible. Okay, so the first category is that which is incumbent, it's incumbent. With that which is incumbent to help someone in, it's incumbent. The ruling is it's incumbent to help them in that. It's incumbent to seek assistance in that particular thing. And that which is highly recommended to seek assistance in, then it's highly recommended to seek assistance in. That which is permissible, that which is permissible, then it's permissible. That's the first. The second is in those affairs which are not permitted. It's muharram. It's impermissible. It's impermissible to seek aid from someone in robbing a bank or committing fornication or adultery or whatever other examples that come to mind regarding the sins that mankind commit. This category is not permissible. وقال الشيخ والدليل هذين النوعين, he said the proof of these two types, meaning the seeking aid from the creation in that which someone may be capable of doing, and the proof of these two categories, قوله تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. And the proof with regards to these two categories is the statement of Allah, and cooperate with one another upon righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate with one another upon sin and transgression. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. We trust in Allah that this is understood. قسم الرابع من أنواع الاستعانة, لأنه قال أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. أقسام الاستعانة أربعة. The categories of seeking aid are four categories. وننصح إخواننا وأخواتنا بحفظ هذه الفوائد. تسجيل وحفظ هذه الفوائد. We advise our brothers and sisters with writing down these benefits and memorizing these benefits. These are great benefits. الرابع الاستعانة بالأعمال الصالحة والأحوال المحبوبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وهذا مشروع أمر الله به. The Shaykh, he mentioned the fourth kind of isti'ana is seeking aid of Allah by way of doing good deeds, which are beloved and situations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved situations to Allah. Doing those good deeds which are pleasing to Allah. This is another type of isti'ana. This is another type of seeking aid by way of doing good deeds which are pleasing to Allah. وَهَذَا مَشْرُوعٌ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. This is legislated. Allah commanded with it. قال الله تعالى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, O you who believe, استعينوا, seek aid, بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek aid by being patient and establishing the salah. So this shows, هذا يرينا أن الصبر عبادة وهذا من أنواع الاستعانة أن الشخص يصبر على ما هو عليه والصلاة لأن الله عز وجل قل يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that doing righteous deeds, الاستعانه باعمال الصالحه, seeking aid by way of doing good deeds, والاحوال المحبوبه الى الله عز وجل, مشروع لان الله عز وجل امر به. This is something that's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do deeds which are beloved to Allah, but and to do actions which are pleasing to Him, this is a form of isti'an. As Allah commands, O you who believe, seek aid by being patient and establishing the salah. Na'am. Qawluhu, Qawlu Ta'ala, he mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. He mentioned the statement of Allah, "You alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid from." إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. هذه الآية فيها تقديم ما حقه التأخير، فأفاد الحصر الاستعانة بالله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. The Shaykh, he mentioned in this ayah, and it is تقديم ما حقه التأخير. We say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. We say you alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid from. Being that the structure of the sentence is you alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid from, and it's not نعبد إياك ونستعين إياك. It's إياك is put in the forefront. This shows exclusivity. This shows that Allah alone should be worshipped. He's the only one deserving to be worshipped, and He alone is the one that you single out and seeking aid from. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, فيها تقديم ما حقه التأخير. This structure, being that it's إياك نعبد, and it's not نعبد إياك, it's you alone we worship. It's not we worship you alone. This shows that is حصر, exclusivity. It shows that the importance of and the obligation of singling out Allah alone in worship, and singling out Allah alone in seeking aid. This shows us that استعانة is عبادة لله عز وجل وهو الذي يستحق هذه العبادة وحده. This shows us that استعانة, seeking aid, is an act of worship. He alone is the one deserves this act of worship. فأفاد الحصر الاستعانة بالله. الاستعانة بالله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. Regarding that which, this shows that استعانة is an act of worship. Regarding that which, no one is capable of assisting and aiding and giving the aid similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one should set up rivals with Allah and partners with Allah and in this act of worship of singling out Him alone and seeking aid. قال الشيخ والاستعانة عبادة لأنه مأمور بها. He said الاستعانة, it's worship because it's something that's been commanded. Allah commanded with it. قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the statement of Musa. Musa, he said to his people, seek aid with Allah and be patient. ولقوله في حديث أبي حريرة رضي الله عنه الذي أخرجه مسلم احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله. Then he mentioned the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith that came on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, strive and be diligent to do that which benefits you, and seek aid with Allah. هذا حديث, يعني في بداية الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير احرص على ما ينفعك. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the believer, the strong believer, is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And the two of them, in the strong believer and the weak believer, they all have good. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, احرص على ما ينفع. Strive, be diligent to do that which will benefit you. And seek your aid with Allah. دليل على أن الاستعانة عبادة. This is proof that الاستعانة is عبادة. It's worship. فإن قيل إذا كانت الاستعانة عبادة فلماذا عطف بينهما في قوله إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. He said, if al-isti'ana is worship, then why is it paired, is separate? In the statement where Allah says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It's separated. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid from. If isti'ana is ibadah, why is it separate, two different, separate du'a that we say when we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. If it's one and the same, why is it separate? قُلْنَا, Shaykh, he comes with an answer. هُوَ مِنْ بَابِ عَطْفِ الْخَاصِ عَلِ الْعَامِ. It's from the aspect of linking something specific to something that's general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, this is ibadah, is general. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, this is a specific type of worship. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in making this dua, when we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, when we make this dua, this is a general statement. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid. Now we become more specific. نعم. ومن فوائده امتيازه على غيره وذلك أن العبادة غاية والاستعانة وصيلة. The Shaykh, he mentioned this is a form of امتيازه على غيره. يعني the statements in إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, this holds, makes the statement or this dua even greater in content. That's because ibadah is, this is the gaya, this is the goal. Wal isti'ana, seeking aid, it's the means. Ibadah is the goal of the slave, is to set us, establish worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And isti'ana is wasila. الاستعانة هي وسيلة, it's the means. والعبد محتاج في تحقيق هذه الغاية. And the slave, he is in utmost need of implementing this goal. والعبد محتاج في تحقيق هذه الغاية إلى من يعينه عليها. He's in need to arrive to this goal in which he's seeking aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow him to arrive to this goal of worshipping Allah and being committed in the worship of Allah. وَلَا مُعِينَ لَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And there is no one can assist him in his worship except for Allah. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَوَائِدْ أُخْرَى ذكرها العلامة ابن القيم في المدارج. الشيخ باجمالي mentioned in this form of إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, there are other benefits that ابن القيم الجوزية رحمه الله mentioned in his book المدارج. Whoever wants to refer to it, then they should do so. وذكر الحافظ ابن رجب في جامع العلوم والحكم عند حديث 19 أن الاستعانة تكون بالله عز وجل دون غيره من الخلق. الحافظ ابن رجب يقول أن الاستعانة تكون بالله عز وجل دون غيره من الخلق. الاستعانة تكون بالله دون غيره من الخلق. ثم علل ذلك بأن العبد عاجز عن الاستقلال بجلب مصالحه ودفع مضاره ولا معين له على مصالح دينه ودنياه إلا الله عز وجل. فمن أعانه الله فهو المعان، ومن خذله فهو مخذول. وهذا تحقيق معنى قوله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. فالعبد محتاج إلى الاستعانة بالله في فعل المأمورات وترك المحظورات والصبر على المقدورات كلها في الدنيا وعند الموت وبعده من أهوال البرزخ ويوم القيامة. ولا يقدر على العيانة على ذلك إلا الله. فمن حقق الاستعانة عليه في ذلك كله أعانه. وفي الحديث الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. ومن ترك الاستعانة بالله ولا استعان بغيره وكله الله إلى من استعان به فصار مخذولا. The Sheikh, he mentioned, and we're going back, as we read this whole section in Arabic, and in نترجم بإذن الله تعالى. The Sheikh, he mentioned that the Sheikh, Imam al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab, he mentioned in his book, Al-Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam, in the hadith number 19, that al-isti'ana is exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking aid and assistance is exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for anyone from His creation. While not being for anyone from His creation, it's exclusive to Allah. And then the Shaykh, Imam Hafiz ibn Rajab, he mentioned the reason because of this. Why? He said, because the slave is عاجز عن الاستقلال بجلب مصالحي. He is incapable. He's incapable of removing, or he's incapable of receiving any type of good for himself on his own. He cannot do anything independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that he wants to receive from khayr, he must seek aid from Allah in order to receive it. And at the same time, while he's in need of Allah in receiving the good, he's in need of Allah of removing anything that can harm him. There is none وَلَا مُعِينَ لَهُ عَلَى مَصَالِحِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَا مُعِينَ لَهُ عَلَى مَصَالِحِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. There is no one that can aid him in those things that are beneficial for him in his deen and his dunya except for Allah. فَمَنْ أَعَانَهُ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُعَانِ. Whoever Allah aids, then he is one who has been aided. وَمَنْ خَذَلَهُ فَهُوَ الْمَخْذُولِ. Whoever Allah lets down and leaves without aiding him, then he is one who is a failure. وَهَذَا تَحْقِيقُ مَعْنَى قَوْلِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This, in actuality, is the true meaning of the statement when we say لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We say there is no might nor power except with Allah. This is the true meaning of that. The slave is in need of seeking aid from Allah and being able to do those actions which are incumbent upon him, doing those commandments that Allah has made obligatory upon him. And he alone is the one who will aid him in being able to leave off those prohibitions. And he alone is the one that aids him with being patient regarding that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. All that which Allah has decreed, Allah is the one that aids his slave in being able to be patient regarding it. في الدنيا وعند الموت. In this worldly life and at the time of death and after death, when the individual is in a position, which is a scary situation of the barzakh, Allah is the one that can aid him and make his affair easy for him. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. No one is able to give aid. لا يقدر على الإعانة على ذلك إلا الله. No one is capable to aid the slave upon all of these affairs that were just mentioned prior except for Allah. So, whoever implemented الاستعانة, يعني whoever, the Shaykh said, فَمَنْ حَقَّقَ الْاِسْتِعَانَةَ عَلَيْهِ فِي ذَلِكْ كُلِّهِ أَعَانَهُ. So whoever implements putting their trust exclusively in Allah, seeking their aid exclusively from Allah in all of these affairs that were just mentioned, Allah will aid him. فَمَنْ حَقَّقَ الْاِسْتِعَانَةَ عَلَيْهِ فِي ذَلِكْ Whoever seeks aid from Allah in all of these affairs that have been mentioned, Allah will aid him. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned the hadith, the authentic hadith that we just mentioned, the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, احرص على ما ينفعك. Strive to do that which will benefit you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And seek aid from Allah, وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And do not give up hope. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الْاِسْتِعَانَةَ, and the Shaykh he mentioned, وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الْاِسْتِعَانَةَ بِاللَّهِ وَاسْتَعَانَ بِغَيْرِهِ وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever left off seeking aid exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and they sought aid from other than Allah, Allah will appoint whoever it is that they sought aid from, Allah will appoint that person or that thing to that individual who sought aid from it. يعني وكله الله إلى من استعان به فصار مخذولا. And then he becomes one who is at loss, one who is a failure. نعم. ف هذا واجب علينا أن نستعين بالله عز وجل في كل أمورنا. الله يبارك فيكم. فنكتفي بهذا الدرس. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق ونستعين به في كل شؤوننا. We ask Allah to give us all success in our affairs, and we seek aid exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نكمل الباب في الدرس القادم بإذن الله تعالى. We can continue the lesson in the future lesson, inshallah. Allah yubarak fikum, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.